It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $606 this morning for the impossible question here on the Kathy Romano Show. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? 888-333-B101. We've got Chelsea on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Chelsea? What do you think people are not doing?
I don't think people are sleeping in on their days off.
I can tell you, I am absolutely sleeping in on my days off.
I do not. I have that internal alarm clock.
Still goes off. I slept in when I was off. Yeah. I enjoyed it. And by sleeping in, it was, you know, 7, which is still 4 hours later than normal. But, so,
and that's what I think of. If I wake up at 7, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so
all day.
Late.
What am I going to do? I might as well go back to bed. The whole day's ruined.
Whole day.
Yep.
Chelsea, good guess. Not the correct one, though.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
I've slept in on my days on. I mean, I don't wait for a day off.
You sure do, Brett.
That's a great line. You slept in on your days on.
888-333-B101. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing for $606? That, people, is our Brett Shane. For $606 this morning.
Good money to kick off the weekend.
I know. Yeah. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What are you not doing? Eliana is our first caller for this round. Good morning, Eliana.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
Not getting the answer correct.
It's a good bet you're not getting the impossible question correct.
That's a great guess.
Eliana, that is a really good guess. That is not the answer we're looking for, though.
Okay.
Love the creativity, though.
Yes, absolutely. Keep trying, Eliana. We have Teresa on the line. Good morning. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, what's your guess? It's a good bet you're not doing this. What are you not doing?
Checking your actual physical mailbox.
Oh, walking out to the mailbox, getting the old snail mail every day.
I scared every letter in the mailbox, in the mail woman's carrier, out of her carrier the other day. I scared her so bad. I was walking from around my car and she was walking basically on my walkway to my driveway, and
couldn't
see me, and we both saw each other at the same time. I also got scared, but not as scared as she did.
So all like the letters get flying out.
I was like, not everything, but like what she had had in her
and
hand.
Everything's probably very organized too for her.
I think it was like for the next house. She had already put it in my mailbox. We both started laughing and she's like, I am so sorry. I was like, no, I'm sorry.
I feel like you don't check your mailbox unless you're like waiting for something that's going to arrive.
Or Amazon drops it in the
mail.
Yeah. Or when Amazon drops it in the mailbox, you're like, oh, they didn't go to the front step this time.
I'm with you though, Teresa. Like, because I saw her, I checked my mailbox. Had she not walked by at that exact same time, I would have walked right by my mailbox and probably not have checked it until the next day.
I love this guess.
Good guess, but no, Teresa, not the answer we're looking for.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
You too.
All right. Last guess for this round. We're going to go to Dana. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody today?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
All right. Let's see if we can give you $606. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
I think most people are not regularly washing their bed pillows, the pillows they sleep on every night. They need to be washed.
Oh, yes,
okay.
They do.
So, all right, Dana, I'm so sorry. I'm going to tell you right off the bat. Somebody actually already guessed that, so that is not the correct answer.
Oh, no.
Shucks. And I forget who it was who guessed that, but Bobby, are you talking about the pillowcase or the actual pillow?
Oh, the actual pillow.
Yeah.
You have to wash the actual pillow.
So that's what we were talking about.
Yes.
You wash
absolutely
the actual,
pillow.
Where do you put in the washing machine?
You have the whole thing has got a whole. Yes, exactly. Thank you. It's got a whole little case around. You can wash the whole thing. And you buy pillows that you can wash.
Hold on. So case, you take that case off or you leave that case on and wash the pillow?
No, you take.
No, the case is separate. That gets washed with the sheets.
Exactly. Take the whole case off.
And then. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was the exact conversation.
Dana, I'm nuts too. So just so you know, this is
No, but this was the exact conversation because I washed a pillow once and it just clumped up, and I had to throw it out. So I have like the protective what's it called, like a micro.
Yeah, but you should wash that then, and you're good.
So I wash that, but I don't put the actual pillows in the washing machine. Should I be putting the pillows?
No, not if you have the full cotton pillows like that. They are just going to bunch up what you got there.
Okay, so do I need to get new pillows then? Because I'm not putting them in the washing machine.
Yes.
Okay.
Always
you would
get
suggest
new pillows. Always get new pillows and always have that micro thing you have.
Yeah, yeah, I have that.
Then
around.
You're good.
Okay.
Then you're good. Also, spray it with as much Lysol as possible every day, and also take Clorox wipes and wipe out.
Oh boy. Here. All right. He's too much. Dana, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You, oh, too. You too. And Bobby, yes. We have to talk about this. We will get her on the show. My college roommate, mm-hmm. Stacy, love her to death, still one of my best friends. She still has her pillow, Bobby.
What?
From when she was a child.
No. Does she still use this pillow, or is it just like a decorative, how cute this cute little pillow I had when I was a kid?
Her family cannot leave if they're going to the, they have a shore house, if they're going to the shore for the weekend or they're going somewhere, a road trip, vacation. Everyone in the family knows, does mom have her pillows? Hmm. And they have names.
Oh, boy.
I forget the names, but they have names.
Stinky, dirty, clumpy. There's penicillin. That's the other name for one of them.
And she brings them with her and uses them.
No!
I know. I'm sorry to do this to you. We're going to have to talk to her. We'll talk to her one day so she can tell you the story, Bobby.
I'm going to go take a shower. I'm taking a shower.
For $606, it's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Let's go to Kelly and see if she can win this $606. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right, $606 for the impossible question. You think you have the answer?
Yes.
All right, what is it?
I'm going to say not change your toothbrush after you get sick.
Ooh.
Not change your toothbrush after you get sick. That is disgusting.
Do you do that, Bobby?
Oh, immediately. If yeah. I have a cold or anything.
Me
or
too.
Immediately change your toothbrush.
I like contemplate yes. what day, too, to change it. I'm like, is
oh, yeah.
it too
Am I still
early?
Sick? Right, yeah. right. I still have that sore throat. I yeah. probably shouldn't change it yet.
yes. Oh. It immediately goes in the trash, though. Kelly, oh. good guess. Thank you, but not the correct answer.
Thank you. Okay, have a great day, guys.
All
thank
right,
you.
Kelly, we
weekend.
Love a good gross out guess. That seems to be our thing here. You yeah. gross us out, we take your guess. Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
888-333-B101 for $606. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We'll take the last round of guesses, and if no one gets it Monday, it'll bump up to $707. $606, our last round for the entire week. If no one gets it correct, then we'll bump it up to $707 on Monday. But let's see if we can give this away. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Erica, good morning.
Come on, Erica.
Good morning.
All right, give it to us. What's your guess?
My guess is flossing your teeth in the morning and before bed.
I love flossing my teeth every day.
So I will only floss at night.
At night,
yeah. Because I feel like I've flossed at night. I wake up in the morning. There's no food in there.
Yeah.
And then
I haven't been sleep eating for years, so I'm good.
Sleep eating.
Yeah, but if I was sleep eating, I probably would wake up and floss. Erica, I like this. We just had a guess a second ago about the toothbrush.
But I'm going right? to say something here, and this maybe will be a little hint. It has nothing to do with our teeth. So, Erica, no. Sorry.
Okay. Yep. All right. Thank you.
All right.
You
have a good yeah, weekend.
Not our teeth.
Patrick, good morning.
Yeah.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey.
All right, Patrick, it's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
Getting 8 hours of sleep a night.
Mm. I bet a lot of people are not getting
eight
hours of sleep.
He's only getting 3 hours of sleep. He's asleep right now.
he's been asleep all yeah, morning.
All
actually.
Morning.
He did get 8 hours. Yeah. Do you get eight hours?
I try for seven. Eight means it's a fantastic. I got eight last night, so I feel great today. I try for it.
Yeah, I would love to get 8 hours, but I'm more like seven, yeah. which I still think with our schedule is pretty
it's
good.
Great.
Yeah. But if I had eight, I'd like pop up and be ready to go.
And like I've talked to people, Patrick, that do this job that we do, we get up super early, and they're like, "Yeah, I only sleep like 4 hours, 5 hours." I'm like, "I can't do that. How do you do that?
Do you get 8 hours?
Yeah, dead, I get like five.
Do you get 8 hours, Patrick?
I get like six, maybe.
Man. Ooh,
yeah. Good guess, but no, Patrick, not the correct answer.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great weekend. Julie, you are our last guest for the week. Mm. You think you got it?
Okay. I'm hoping.
All right. What do you think people are not doing?
I don't think they're carrying cash with them. I think everybody just uses Apple Pay or their debit cards or whatever.
I must be, like, I just got on the Apple Pay bus.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Train,
Me
whatever.
Too.
And you're not getting off because it's very easy.
It's so easy. Like, I don't even need to take my purse, my wallet with me as long as I have my phone.
Yeah, boop, tap,
but
good.
I do still want a little bit of cash. It might only be a few dollars mm-hmm. or something, mm-hmm. but somebody put something in the back of my car the other day. I bought a chair and I wanted to tip the guys.
And you're up and like, hey, what's your Venmo? Right.
Yeah. So I did have a little bit of cash, so I was able to hand them cash. But I bet, do you carry cash?
I carry cash only because I've seen it so much now that it's like, hey, we're going to charge you an extra 3 or 4% if you use your credit card. And I was like, you know what? I got some cash. I'm using the cash then.
That's the only reason I think people are starting again to carry cash is because they don't want to pay that
extra fee. So,
Julie, good guess, but sorry, not the correct answer.
But you made a lot of people happy for Monday. You did, all right?
I'm sure I did. All right, thanks.
You got it.
$707. We'll do it Monday morning. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We'll take two rounds of it, 7:10 and 9:10. Earlier this morning, we talked about Brett falling asleep on the toilet.
That's what he did this morning when he woke up. He woke up, went to the bathroom, and fell asleep sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, so our clip of the day is actually from the first round of guesses, and our listener guessed sleeping in on our days off, and our clip of the day is Brett's response, of course.
I've slept in on my days on. I mean, I don't wait for a day off.